This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Joining us in studio, Malcolm Miggy Harris. How we doing, sir?
Gino D, my brother. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. Wanted to give you a special shout-out before you get started here into the sports for coming out to our trivia night last night, Wanderlinger Brewing Company. You guys did pretty well. Yeah, you were about halfway there for a while.
About halfway there for a while, and it got a little hazy at the end, you know? Shout-out to Broad Street Taco Bell.
Yeah, right? Yeah. A little, one of the trivia questions in there. Did you get that one right?
I did not. I said Central Park like a doofus. Because I was like, that's the only Chattanooga synonymous restaurant. Me and all my friends, I was just like, this is nuts. Sure.
About the Reddit page, though?
Oh, yeah, I knew about it.
It kind of dawned on you after the fact.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? No, but that was the best trivia. Shout out to Wanderlinger. It was amazing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Chatter Matters also was the ones who put those questions together. Great. I can't take any credit. They did all the questions. I was just there to MC and to help out. So thank you for coming out and hanging
course,
out with us.
Of course, man. Of course.
So always fun. Chattanooga Trivia. Hopefully we'll be doing it again in the near future. We'll let everybody know so we can do it again.
I got all the sports questions right.
Yeah, of course you
did. For what it's worth.
Of course you did. Of course you did. So I know there's a lot of sports stuff. We're going to get into the Olympics. We'll get to a medal count. I know something just big just happened within the hour. So we'll talk about that. But first, what we got going? I know you said NBA is cooking right now. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
The NBA is officially now back off of the All-Star break. So Damian Lillard tore his Achilles and actually won the three-point contest. He entered and won the three-point contest. The dunk contest has got to go. It was just an abomination of what All-Star weekend was supposed to be. And it was really good just to see the young guys, you know, really kind of take this next step and this next leap. Anthony Edwards was the MVP winner of the All-Star game. Okay. Anthony Edwards is the most marketable NBA player that we have, I'd say, since Michael Jordan. This guy just has aura. He just has it. He's in the Minnesota market. I want him to come back home to Atlanta and just be what he needs to be. But it was a great All-Star weekend, and now this is when basketball is about to get serious.
I was going to say, and just NBA, and then, of course, we go into college basketball. March Madness is now weeks away.
Madness is weeks away. We're about to have conference tournaments kicking off. You kind of have bracketology right now. Mm-hmm. For those looking, you know, my alma mater, Tennessee, projected right now as a 6 seed. Okay. So they're not great. Not awful, though. So we're going to see if the Vols can turn it around, but definitely expect there to be some madness to happen. And there's a lot of great teams that are out there right now, but there's no clear favorite. So I think this is going to be a memorable March Madness. So get those brackets ready.
It always is, too. You got the Cinderella stories and all of that. You need that.
Somebody is getting a bracket busted. Like, I've never seen a college basketball season as fluid as this, and I think it's because of the NIL, and I think it's because of just the parity in college basketball. So.
All right, so something to look forward to for sure when it comes to basketball. And then, of course, this coming weekend is the final weekend of the 2026 Olympics. Winter Olympics been going down.
It's been awesome.
We've been in third place pretty much the entire time when it comes to medal counts, and we'll get to that in just a sec. But we want to give some shout-outs to what happened yesterday. We do want to give the women's hockey team, though, a little bit of some love right now. You might have been able to piece it all together what happened, but just in case you're watching it tonight during primetime, we won't spoil anything.
Oh, yeah.
But it's definitely something to check out tonight. Some reason to celebrate for sure.
Definitely. And shout out to, I mean, just hockey as a whole.
Yeah,
I really, it's been so good to watch. I mean, the men's team from Canada specifically, they have just been on a different level. And all these different countries are just really, it really, we talked about it last week, but it's so cool just to see things kind of stop and like countries come together and unify.
Yeah,
like even last night at trivia, I'm like invested with buddies like watching snowboarding and I'm like, wow, I would break every single limb in my leg if I did that.
Right. So. No, there's a unity to it that's a lot of fun. Speaking of skiing and all of that, skier Michaela Schifrin ended up getting the gold in the women's slalom. She's one of the best out there.
That's awesome.
She took home the fourth medal of her Olympic career, and three of those are gold, believe it or not. So she hasn't won a medal since 2018.
Wow.
So she's finally back in the game. You mentioned the men's hockey team. They beat Sweden 2-1 in overtime to make the semifinal tomorrow against Slovakia. And then the cross-country skiers Ben Ogden and Gus Schumacher, they ended up getting silver place in the men's team sprint. They're best friends. They grew up together, so that's kind of fun for them to be able to now be in the Olympics together. It's also the first time the U.S. men ever medaled in that event, to have two buddies go through it and do the whole thing.
That's really cool to be like childhood best friends and like grow up, and now you guys are on the biggest stage of your sport possible.
I mean, that's the best in the world right there.
Imagine the conversations that they had as kids. Like, yeah, we're going to do this one day, and now they're living in. That's so awesome.
Absolutely. So coming into this day, not counting tonight and what's been winning today, Norway's still in the lead, and they're going to walk away with this. They have 34 medals so far. 34 medals. 16 of those are gold.
That's the Norwegians.
Yeah, they're crushing it. And then we've actually moved up to second place. We were in third, but we've moved up to second place. We have 27 medals.
Okay.
27 medals, 9 of those being gold. And then Italy's right behind us, though, with 26 medals total. And they have 9 golds as well. So it's close when it comes to that second, third place.
You know, I've never been really more invested into the winter than the Summer Olympics, but this has truly been special this year. Really, I don't know why, but I've just been very, very, very invested into it. So
we'll continue to give you updates, of course, tomorrow and throughout the weekend. And make sure you go to Chatted Up Sports. Follow you guys for all the new sports stuff, NBA, March Madness, and a lot more down the pike.
At Chatted Up Sports on all social media platforms,
there you go. Malcolm Miggy Harris, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Gino.
It's HITS 96.